Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The recovery of the Port of Baltimore, choked off now by the collapsed Key Bridge, is not only a problem for the area.
The Port of Baltimore leads U.S. ports in cargo with wheels, largely automobiles and farm equipment. Cox Automotive Chief Economist Jonathan Smoke says after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge and the shutdown of the waterway,
I believe we're seeing both the exporters and the importers adjust. There are options. It's not like that's the only place that the vehicles can flow.
Smoke says they're not expecting to see much of a blip in supply or pricing overall caused by it.
But of course, the devil is always in the details, and I suspect if you're a dealer representing a European brand in the Northeast, that's where the most risk is likely to be from the vehicles that previously went through that port.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
What a weekend on the roads and in the skies as spring break coincides with the Easter holiday. All that and weather conditions are causing extra issues.
Six passengers reported minor injuries after this United Airlines flight was forced to abort a landing at Newark Airport Friday due to high winds.
I just had a Dreamliner September to land runway 22 left, went around due to wind shear.
It landed safely at an airport 60 miles away.
That's CBS's Joy Benedict. In addition to lots of travel, Easter also means lots of money being spent, as we hear from CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
A majority of Americans are spending less on Easter this year compared to last year. The finding in a survey from Wallet Hub.
Nearly 7 in 10 people plan to spend less this year due to inflation concerns.
Wallet Hub analyst Cassandra Happy tells where Easter spending is falling short.
Things like clothing, candy, and gifts where consumers are planning to spend less this year.
And the top city in which to celebrate Easter is Pittsburgh. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Over 70 million current and former customers of AT&T have something to worry about now as the company confirms their data leaked onto the internet. CBS News tech contributor Ian Scher tells us how the hackers might have been able to cause this.
Oftentimes, they are finding a hole that's already there or a password that someone didn't change correctly, and suddenly they're able to get access.
The data seemed to be from 2019 or earlier. AT&T says it is investigating the cause of the leak. An aid delivery in Gaza descended into chaos Saturday with a Red Crescent paramedic reporting 5 people dead. The World Health Organization warns Gaza had just 10 minimally functioning hospitals for its more than 2 million people. Meanwhile, truce talks between Israel and Hamas resume Sunday in Cairo, the latest attempt to bring about a pause. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Patience be crazy. Bike week in Daytona, lime in my Corona, sugar sand in Pensacola. Patience be crazy. Patience be crazy. Shots of Jose, all nighters with the DJ. Mm-hmm. Well, Patience Bakery. Inflation's been crazy. Half naked in Miami, stoned in Venice, Cali, getting laid in Hawaii. Inflation's been crazy. Inflation's been crazy.
Little dab of darling.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is brand new Kirsty Krause there. And Dab a Dolly. That's with Christy Huff. And before that, another new song from Kirsty, Beaches Be Crazy.
Oh, Beaches Be Crazy.
Pretty cool. Terry, you have some information about Kirsty with her current events.
You know, she is on a tour of the UK right now.
Yes, she is.
And killing it from everything that I've seen. She then, on Friday during the BBC morning show, she did an interview. And they had her on in specific to talk about the impact both Dolly with her new album and now Beyonce with her country album, kind of what that impact is having on the music scene. And her interview is terrific. You can find it on her social media pages. And I just thought it was interesting because Beyonce's new album, of course, dropped on Friday.
Yeah.
She does Jolene, the cover of Dolly's song. Mm-hmm. Dolly, of course, has done it a million times. And then Kirsty has a version of her own. So that's so fascinating that it just kind of keeps coming back around.
That last song we played, Dab a Dolly, that's with Christy Huff. I'm not familiar with who
I think
she
she's
is.
A friend out of Nashville that Kirsty has met along the way, and they've been writing together, and they finally found something that they wanted to really record together. Otherwise, I think they've been, you know, selling some of the music they write together.
I tell you what, if you're a DIY artist out there trying to do it, Kirsty Krause has the recipe on how to make
it
happen.
She's so great, isn't
she? Super good. I mean, obviously, she's very talented, a good songwriter, but she has the marketing down, Terry.
Yeah, she really, she does, yeah.
You know what, it's all in, it's all in, like, taking great selfies.
Yeah.
If you can take great selfies, you're going to be successful.
Yeah, well. And then she can sing on those selfies if she wants to. Yeah. And then, oof, wow. Yeah.
Amazing.
100%.
How you doing, everybody? Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr with you. We got the band back together for Saturday night. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Happy to have you along with us. Feel free to give us a call or a text. We'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text right from the Civic Media app. We still got plenty of show ahead of us. What's coming up tonight, guys?
Well, we still have director Michael Nielsen. He's going to be talking about the string theory, the Richard Davis method. It's a new documentary. That's going to be so cool. Mm-hmm. It's going to have a world premiere at the Wisconsin Film Festival coming up in April. We'll hear about that. And then coming up live in the Lair, Jimmy, 9 p.m. with Josh Hardy. He's on his way in.
Excellent.
We'll have live music right here.
We got Max and Kevy coming up at 10 o'clock. Michelle's going to join us at 10:30. Give us an interview with Would You Kindly, great band out of Kenosha, Wisconsin. We got exciting news here at Max Inc. Radio. In fact, I am very excited about this. We are expanding our programming here on Civic
Media. Tell us more, Jimmy K.
So, of course, we're live here on Saturday nights. We are now going to offer unique programming on Sunday evenings as well. We're going to kick it off with the Max Inc. Top 10 at 10 o'clock. We're going to count down the week's top 10 songs in the Wisconsin music scene. It's going to be pretty cool. Eventually, we're going to do a partnership with BroadJam.com where you can vote for the songs that we play Saturday nights at 6 o'clock.
Oh, I love that.
It's going to be pretty cool. Plus, Max Inc. Sunday night with Rocker's going to join me at some point, too, with Rocker's Closet. You're going to, you're gonna pull all the stuff that you have in your closet out.
There are hundreds of CDs I found from bands that, you know, maybe even you never heard of, but some you definitely have heard of.
I can't wait to.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah, I have a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
A lot of ripping to do.
And it's really cool because along with the music, you have stories and memories of these bands and these artists. Mm-hmm. And that's really the nugget of Rocker's Closet that I'm looking forward to. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, it's been a long journey through the music scene since, well, I've been in this scene since 1986.
Yeah.
So, jeez. You know. Yeah, there's a few good stories.
A few good stuff.
Yes,
oh,
there
I can't
is.
Wait.
And of course, the big switcheroo, Max Inc. Heavy, which is usually Saturday nights at 10, it's moving to Sunday night. Michelle's taking over the show Sunday night at 10 o'clock for Max Inc. Heavy. Saturday nights at 10 o'clock will be Rob Roberts doing his Rob Roberts show, telling us, or he'll give us the best, newest music, plus regional bands coming through the area playing shows in Wisconsin.
Nice.
With those show announcements. And then I'm looking forward to this. Max Inc. Americana, Sunday and Monday mornings,
4 a.m. to 6 a.m. I'll be giving you the best country, bluegrass, and folk.
Did you say I will be?
I will
be. As in you,
me.
Jimmy K?
Yes, I'll be hosting our show.
Wow, what a lineup.
I know, I thought he was like a punk rock metal guy. But no.
Huh. I like it. I'm very eclectic. I get into lots of stuff. So
that's
join
good.
Us.
Yeah.
If you go to maxincradio.com, you can see the full schedule, get all the details. Join us next Sunday for Max Inc. Sunday night, 6 o'clock here across the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, we got music on the way from them Cooley Boys. They're pretty awesome. Elizabeth Mary. I'm kind of sticking with the Max Inc. Americana theme here. Mm-hmm. Let's do some Jenna Jane right now. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I've tried whiskey of 100 proof, cheap cigarettes in dive bars, and just like you. But I can't help finding that match and send it to gasoline. You're not playing with fire, baby. I'm lost in the moment. The flavor's higher down to ashes before we know it. Something told me not to light a candle next to you. And my friend said I should move on. My daddy said I held on too long. I'd rather hide when things were good. The truth is you don't love me the way I thought you would. You're not.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
She said, listen close. Just a sign of the chance.
week on Civic Media, we are local music. Them Cooley Boys, Sign of the Times. They're playing Eau Claire tonight for those of you listening to Max Inc. on the tap in Eau Claire. They'll also be in Stoughton on Friday, April 19th. Katie Scollin before that with Bloom. She was in the Lair not too long ago. You get that podcast right now at maxincradio.com. Right now, original local music from Elizabeth Mary. This song is her latest release. Breathe In, Girl. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
If I could find a map to take me far from here, see the bridges burning in the rear view. I'd be 0 to 60 in an old passing zone, ready for this long trip alone. Breathe in, girl, breathe out, girl, take a look around. This life's too short to get caught up in the settled town.
Civic Media, we are local music. I'm sure we're going to have new music from Elizabeth Mary very, very soon. I believe Breathing Girl is the first single off the new upcoming EP/album. Side note, Megatone Studios, where Elizabeth Mary recorded that music from and, of course, is married to Paul Schluter, is now out in Mount Horeb. So that's a cool little tidbit for you musicians out there. I'm Jimmy Kay here with rocker Terry Barr, Max Inc. Saturday night. We got director Michael Nielsen coming in. He directed The String Theory. It's a Richard Davis, the Richard Davis method. I'm really looking forward to talking to Michael about this. It sounds really interesting for sure. Plus, Josh Hartley is live in the Layer at 9 o'clock. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue in Madison or visit them online at weikert-lakepoint.com. And by the Lazy Oaf Lounge, great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today on North Stoughton Road in Madison or online at lazyoaflounge.com.
Circling. Rots, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr, original local music from Wisconsin. I hope you're having a great evening, everybody.
We are.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, you didn't ask me. Sorry.
I did. You're listening to Max Inc. on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX here in Madison. We're also heard on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 FM up in Wausau. And, of course, the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 in Waukesha. And, of course, you can listen to Max Inc. anywhere on the Civic Media app.
Okay, Jimmy K., there is a new music documentary. It's about a man we are very lucky to say was one of Wisconsin's own. Richard Davis, an incredible bass player. He collaborated with musician greats like Miles Davis, Van Morrison. There's a long list. It's incredible, really. He also shared everything he knew as a professor at UW-Madison. And joining us to talk about this documentary is director Michael Nielsen. He is of Story First Media, based really across Milwaukee and Madison. Michael, thanks for joining us for Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Terry, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, my gosh. We have been talking about this, kind of promoting this documentary and how excited we are to talk to you about it. You've been working on this documentary, String Theory, The Richard Davis Method. You started working on this in 2018. What grabbed you? What was your interest then? And how did you learn that Richard Davis could actually make a really great story?
Yeah, well, this one was a little bit unique in the sense that it didn't originate with us. Unlike our previous documentaries, this one came to us originally as a commercial project. The Richard Davis Foundation for Young Bassists, which Richard founded in the 90s in Madison, they reached out to us on our commercial side looking for some promotional videos. And so we came in 2018 to film their conference that weekend. And for those who don't know, this is an annual conference held in Madison where Richard would fly in these, you know, renowned, like the greatest bass players in the country, in the world. People like Rufus Reed, Christian McBride, John Clayton, Diana Gannett, you know, David Murray. And they'd all come in and they would teach kids from age 3 to 18.
Wherever
they were. Yeah. And it's a weekend and all this stuff. So we went in and we captured that weekend in 2018 to make these promo videos. But then when we got out, we were funded through production, but we weren't funded through post. So when the pandemic hit, we kind of had this footage sitting there and we were like, well, let's see if we can turn this into something. So we offered to turn it into something beyond promo and made an hour-long documentary out of it, which will have its world premiere here at the Wisconsin Film Festival.
That is incredible.
The name dropping of bass players you just did there was quite amazing, actually.
Yeah, it's nuts. I mean, they're some of the absolute best out there. If you really, you know, I did not know the bass world at all when I started this. It was something that I came to appreciate through doing it. But now that I do know, I really appreciate in retrospect exactly who the titans that we were around.
No kidding. Now, you're the director, filmmaker. What do you think right now as you think back on this? What was your biggest takeaway after you had this chance? An amazing chance to work with Richard Davis.
Yeah, it's remarkable. I mean, Richard specifically, we only had access to him for maybe an hour or so. And if you watch the film, you know, every line that the guy said, you know, had this, you know, it was a font of wisdom. Like he just had so much experience with the absolute tip top people in the field. That, you know, he had synthesized that all into extremely potent philosophical takeaways, not just for the music, but also for life. I mean, he didn't see music, you know, purely as its own thing. It was music as a means to further our humanity, to break down boundaries between each other, to understand each other better. I mean, you listen to some of the stories of the ways that he would educate kids. And older students as well, he would educate them by talking to them about completely unrelated to music things. You know, he gives this one anecdote in the film about talking to this young boy who he suspected had a crush on a girl in class.
And
so he's like, hey, you know, play it like she's, you know, Juliet on the balcony. You're trying to get her to come down to you. And when he thought of it that way, the kids playing improved. And then whenever you would hit a sour note, Richard would be like, well, you know, she's hesitating now. You know, you got to play a little better.
Oh, gosh. I met my high school boyfriend in band.
There you go. See,
yeah.
Exactly.
You never know.
So that way of bringing humanity and touching people
love it.
Through music. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, I was, this is Rocker, and I was lucky enough to meet Richard Davis, unfortunately, actually, at Chris Aaron's funeral, but it made me realize what a piece of the local music scene that he was. But sadly, Richard Davis passed away in September 2023, and your work must take on extra special meaning to be able to share this amazing story. On that.
It certainly does. Yeah, it certainly does, and that was wholly unintentional. I mean, he did see the finished film before he died, so were well into being done. We've been working on it for a number of years, and it just happened to line up that way. And yeah, it's very tragic to lose him, but boy, did he touch a lot of people's lives.
Yeah.
What was Richard's reaction when he watched the film with you?
Well, I wasn't there, so I heard this secondhand.
Okay, we'll take it.
Yeah. He was already, I believe, in hospice at this time, and he saw it with Peter Dominguez, who was the artistic director for the foundation and is an executive producer on our film. And Peter recounted to me how much he liked it and how much he appreciated his time with us, and that meant a lot.
It had to have been really heartwarming for him to see that. I mean, to see, especially being in hospice, I mean, that's tough as it is, but to see something like that reflecting and celebrating the work that you did had to been very humbling.
Yeah.
I certainly hope so. And that's the impression I was left with.
So tell us about the Richard Davis Foundation and how it is involved with this particular project.
Yeah. So they were the originators and they continue to own the project. I mean, the film is legally owned by them, so they can use it going forward. We offered our editing services pro bono, basically in exchange for creative license. Mm. So we made all the final creative decisions through conversation with them. Obviously we wanted them to be happy with it. But then in the end they get to own it and use it however they want to. So, the Richard Davis Foundation is separate. It's separate as an entity from his work as a professor at UW, but it was there's a lot of overlap.
Yeah.
He founded this thing mainly as a balm for what he saw as a problem within the bass community, where, you know, kids who would start in piano or violin or any of these other instruments could start very, very young. Whereas with the bass instrument, because the upright bass is so large, they often couldn't start as young. So they would be years behind their compatriots on other instruments in terms of their progression, their maturity as a musician. So he ended up, you know, starting this foundation to try and get education brought down to the age of three, as well as literal bass instruments that are crafted smaller. So small bass instruments that toddlers can play.
Oh, that's amazing.
So that they can actually get started earlier. Yeah, it's really remarkable.
Oh, and start them early if you can. Wow, that sticks.
Exactly.
At that age.
And all of it happening right in Madison. Isn't, I mean, like, this is something that I think, you know, not everyone knew was going on, but hopefully people know going forward. I mean, it happened this weekend, was the annual conference. So, like, they're doing this every year in the spring.
Yeah. We are talking with director Michael Nielsen, and he's the filmmaker on The String Theory, the Richard Davis Method, coming out. So, Michael, what does this mean for you now to have this all set, you're ready to rock this, and sharing it first at the Wisconsin Film Festival in Madison, and then the Milwaukee Film Fest? Both are happening in April, and it really is like hometown screenings. And, you know, we're so proud of you for that.
Oh, well, that's very nice to hear. No, we love screening stuff that we've made in these two cities in particular, given that our production company, Story First, is based in these two cities.
Yeah.
We always love all the friendly faces that we've known throughout the years. This is actually our 15th year in operation, so this is our third feature-length documentary after our Brett Favre documentary in 2012, Last Year Rambo, and then the Tom Files Case documentary last year.
Oh my gosh, you know what? Jimmy Kay asked me earlier if I'd ever been in a movie. I was in Michael's last documentary. It was about the Mon Files case out of Green Bay. Oh. And I was only on for a little minute, but it was me actually on set during a newscast as we were broadcasting this. If you haven't seen this, how can people see that one? That one is incredible.
So that one was released last year.
Yes.
And it's available anywhere you buy or rent digital movies. So Apple or Amazon or Vudu, any of those places, you can find it. It's called Beyond Human Nature.
Thank you. I had to throw that in there.
The Brett Favre documentary, are you going to make any amendments on that as we go? Or?
I know. Yeah, we've talked about that. It looked for a minute there like Aaron Rodgers might inspire a sequel, but it didn't quite get as dramatic as him doing it.
He was on the shortlist for vice president. How about that?
Exactly. Yes, he was. You're right. That would have done it right there. Yeah. That would have done it. Yeah.
How does it feel when you're standing there and you see all these people coming to see what you have worked and put your blood and your heart into? I mean, I saw you because I did come to the film last year at the film festival, and you just had a big smile on your face. But what are you thinking inside? What are you feeling as you see all these people show up?
Well, I suppose it's a little different each time. So last year it felt strangely, I know I had a big smile on my face, but it was probably there because I was just so tense because it was a high stakes story.
Yeah.
And there were people involved from both sides that, you know, cared a lot about how it was framed being as high stakes as it was. This one I'll feel, I think, a lot more relaxed during, just because it's a celebration of an individual and there's no real controversy around it. So it's a little bit more of just a vacation in some ways to attend it. But the energy of the screenings in many ways is determined in some ways by the energy of the piece we're showing. So this will be a lot of fun.
What a great conversation. Definitely learned some stuff. String Theory, the Richard Davis Method. Tell us how we can keep up with you. And real quick, tell us the date of the first time we can go see it.
Yeah, so it is. So you can keep up with us on Story First Media. We're based in Madison and Milwaukee, and we do everything from commercial work, promo videos, all the way up to feature documentaries like this and feature films. And that's just storyfirstmedia.com. But as far as String Theory itself, my gosh, you caught me unprepared. It is. Yeah, I know. It's at the Wisconsin Film Festival. So
and it's sold out, right?
That's
Yeah, it's sold out, Rocker.
April 13th, the 15th, and the 20th?
Those are the Milwaukee dates, I believe.
Oh,
That's Milwaukee. Yep.
Yep.
So, but yes, it is technically sold out for Wisconsin. However, there's rush tickets at the door. So
ooh.
There.
Rush tickets at the door.
Exactly. If you don't get in there, yes, there are three separate screenings in Milwaukee, two of which are at the Oriental Theater, which is this great old cinema in Milwaukee.
Oh, cool.
And then the other one at the Times Cinema, which is another great old theater. So those will be great. At the end of all of the screenings, though, we will have one of the members of the executive committee for the foundation there with Richard's bass instrument, and they will do a demonstration and performance. So the very bass instrument that he performed with Eric Dolphy and Miles Davis and all that stuff, they'll have it at these screenings, and they'll do some demonstrations. So that'll be great.
Fantastic. Hey, Michael, it's been a pleasure talking to you tonight. Thank you so much for making this String Theory for us. We really appreciate it, and good luck on the success here. And don't be a stranger. Come back and see us.
Yeah, we love this kind of stuff definitely. And being able to share it. And we're going to play that little bit of the trailer that you had sent our way. So we really appreciate that. But, Michael, thank you for joining us on Max Inc.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Let's check out that trailer right now. This is the trailer from the Richard Davis Method.
Richard was the first jazz bass player who really stretched the limits of the music. And I hadn't heard bass players do that before.
You dig into his record and what he's produced, there are some perfect recordings. Him and Eric Dolphy.
Sarah Vaughan.
Miles Davis.
You can't play the bass any better than that.
Just the history and the bulk of this huge amount of recording that he'd done and the really beautiful playing that he had.
And this sort of weird thing happens where his CV stops in 1977 when he moved to Madison. That's like unbelievable to me because Richard was kind of an anomaly in the School of Music as far as string area professors.
There's hundreds and hundreds of people who've been directly changed by being exposed to what Richard Davis created.
And this conference, to me, is the embodiment of that.
Educating people the width and depth of the bass experience, that's what it is.
The work he's done as a professor is tremendous.
Even now, his lessons just keep giving.
It's like a Pied Piper of the bass. Everybody follows him.
His daring and his freedom and his sense of imagination.
All of those things are Richard Davis.
You have to take the tradition and help the younger people. No need to have any knowledge if you're not going to share it.
Oh, man, I got goosebumps.
That is so good.
Hey, Michael, thank you so much. Like I said, congratulations on everything, and come back to us, man.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Can we say break a leg? Does that work? I don't know. I always feel bad about that, but go get him, Michael.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Let's do some Diana Jones. She's going to be live in the lair next Saturday night here on Max Inc. Radio and Max Inc. Civic Media.
To make me right.
From Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Diana Jones, there's something right about you. She's going to be in the lair next week. Super excited to see Diana Jones again.
Wow, that voice is fabulous.
It really is.
I know. Terry was listening. She's like, oh my gosh, this is so awesome. I'm like, oh yeah, you know, she's going to be performing live in the studio next week.
Live concert from Diana.
Of course, Josh Hartley will be here next hour for Live in the Lair. Diana Jones next week. And the week after that, on April 13th, is The Mascot Theory.
No way.
Live in the Lair. So there you go. Hey, Rocker, we got some breaking news here from Make Music Madison. What do you got over there, bro?
Well, Jimmy, I don't know how breaking this is, but Make Music Madison on June 21st.
You stole all my thunder right there, dude.
I was just going to tell him to go with it because I kind of liked it, but all right.
Well, I mean, we just want to remind people.
I didn't find out until today. That's pretty like that.
I see.
So it's breaking news to me.
Well, registration opens Monday, April 1st. So registration, and it's the same date for venues and bands. So if you want to start registering, April 1st is the day. It closes June 1st.
So
2 months. So register your venue at makemusicmadison.org. Now, the great thing is, you know, they create in our city a way for everybody to be able to play live anywhere in Madison, literally.
What was the record last year? It was
over 600 venues.
I thought it was over 750 or something like that.
And that's what we need to beat, though.
Yeah, we need to beat that this year. Exactly.
Wow.
So Make Music Madison. How do people find out information, Rocker?
MakeMusicMadison.org. And, you know, there's other ones, too, around here. Make Music Middleton, I think.
Yep. There, I think there's a Make Music Milwaukee, Make Music Green Bay now.
Yeah,
It's all over the world.
It's growing.
On June 21st.
Local music is infecting everyone, Jimmy.
Oh, my gosh.
There's no vaccine.
You went there. I was hoping you wouldn't.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's do some MJ's on Max Inc. Radio.
Time marching.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
This is Don Rosen. You know, it's great to be welcomed back to WRJN to super serve the folks in the Racine and surrounding areas every morning, 6 till 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio refreshed.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
You're listening to WRJN and W260CV Racine, W251BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.